Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. A state review concludes that Fairbanks police officers were justified in fatally shooting a local man in May. Results of the Office of Special Prosecution Investigation released yesterday say the four officers who killed Sean Buck on a Mitchell Expressway on-ramp believe they or other officers were about to be killed or injured. Buck was fired on by the officers as he crashed a truck into an Alaska State Trooper patrol vehicle in an attempt to escape arrest. Police say Buck, who had outstanding felony warrants, was holding a handgun as he backed into the trooper vehicle and that he had previously fired at officers multiple times during a high-speed chase that began on the Old Richardson Highway where officers initially tried to stop him. A former strip club is being eyed for a new homeless facility in Fairbanks. The old Reflections nightclub building on South Cushman Street is for sale. And Fairbanks Housing and Homeless Coalition Director Mike Sanders told the city council this week the building has potential to be the location of a proposed day use center for the homeless.
That building's had kind of a checkered past, to say the least. And I think that the Homeless Coalition could put a better face on it.
Sanders says South Cushman Street is a good location for a homeless day use center due to its proximity to Fairbanks Rescue Mission and the Tanana Chiefs Conference Housing First facility. He says there's a need because Fairbanks overnight housing facilities typically do not offer daytime programs.
You have these folks that are basically pushed out into the street.
During the day, we expect people to be working on, you know, the tasks that are assigned to them to help them to overcome their current bout of homelessness.
Fairbanks Rescue Mission Executive Director Rodney Gaskin says that can mean trips to agencies around town that could be consolidated at a day use center.
Like the job center, public assistance, DVR. But what this would provide is a lot of these agencies can be in one location so they can get a lot of things accomplished in a short amount of time.
The Housing Homeless Coalition Sanders says he has toured the Reflections building, which could provide a lounge area and space for various service providers who are interested in the project.
We already have a physician that wants to open up a clinic in there, and various other agencies have already agreed that they would like to move in to either on a temporary or permanent basis to provide services to hopefully get the folks from homelessness to back on their feet.
Sanders emphasizes that the project is in the discussion phase and that no funding has been identified to purchase the Reflections building, which is listed at just under $500,000. Sanders says the most recent Fairbanks homeless count conducted last January tallied over 240 people, noting that the annual federal count likely underassessed the population because it occurred on an extremely cold day. Borough planners will begin meetings next month to come up with a new vision for downtown Fairbanks. The assembly last night repealed a plan that was created 9 years ago, as KUAC's Robert Hannon reports, an effort to preserve parts of the old plan failed.
The Vision Fairbanks Downtown Plan was created almost a decade ago after many meetings and consultations with merchants, residents, and planners. What emerged was a blueprint for the future that was very specific about what would be built and where. Mayor Carl Castle argued Thursday that specificity is handicapping current projects. He said what was needed was a clean slate.
All of that stuff is history, and there's a new process that they can be confident in, because there isn't that sense of confidence in the existing plan, and that bothers me.
But Assemblymember John Davies objected to jettisoning a plan on which so many people had contributed time, energy, and imagination. He and Assemblymember Matt Cooper crafted an amendment that retained broad language from the vision plan to guide deliberations going forward.
We should honor those people that worked on this thing and came up with these priorities. These are things that there were hundreds of other ideas that got put on the table and got winnowed out, and this is what was left over as the priorities for our community.
But after lengthy debate, the Assembly narrowly defeated the amendment and later repealed the original vision plan. Mayor Castle said his staff was ready to begin the process of creating a replacement.
We want to start meeting here in August, have our first working group meeting.
Castle says a working committee will come up with a process with public input to follow. In Fairbanks, I'm Robert Hannon.
In other assembly business last night, the panel approved more than $2 million in federal funding for the wood stove changeout program. Borough Air Quality Manager Nick Zarnecki told the Assembly the current funding balance was low.
We have just maybe one or two more change-outs that we can approve before we run out of funding.
Czarnecki says the EPA funds should be in borough coffers by September. In the meantime, the borough will honor any project that comes in and reimburse expenditures with the federal grant money once it arrives. I'm Dan Bross.